Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Rob the jewelry store and tell him make me a grill. Had a whole top diamond in the bottom, rose gold.
Yo, we about to start an epidemic with this one. Y'all know what this is.
Got 30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top. All invisible set and little ice cube blocks. If they call it a drink, call it a smile on the rocks. If they call out a price,
I don't know. I think they're bad. The only good cough drop is Luton's.
That's not even a cough drop.
What
it's
is
a,
it?
It's a piece of candy.
I mean,
it's a throat
lozenge. Lozenges.
You need a cough drop. You need, like, you will put nasty minty.
Let's not be judgy, okay?
Dip in your mouth, but not.
I have an addiction. And I hope you have an addiction to Close Enough. And that's us. Welcome back. It's a bittersweet episode.
Well, we were going to record tonight anyway, but.
Yeah, we're going to record tonight anyway. But our friend Seth got COVID and we had to cancel our trip.
You just go call him. It's not why we canceled.
It's 100% why we canceled. His bad karma has ruined this trip.
If any of our friends have bad karma, it's not him. It's you.
Really? Well, his bad karma just bit me right in the old buttocks. I'm just kidding, Seth. I hope you're feeling better. But we did cancel our trip to Nashville. Why, you say? Because Mother Nature bit us in the buttocks. Listen, if it doesn't snow, I'm personally sending harassing letters to Tom Ackerman, to Chris Bailey.
I'm setting something afire.
I'm boycotting then, the news, which I already boycott.
And then we're going to drop our kids off somewhere.
At the pound.
So not only, like, it was so stupid. I think somewhere around Wednesday, I started saying, we need a plan. We need a plan A, plan B. They're calling for weather, but it's so, like, we're in the 0 to 75 inches type of thing right now. I said, so let's, what are you thinking? What's our non-negotiable? When do we say, no, we're not going to go?
Mine was noon tomorrow.
Well, not just time, but, like, what is bad enough weather for us to not drive?
Well, first it was just our forecast. Then,
because we were like, okay, if it's just going to snow here.
Yeah, we'll get through that. We'll leave early.
We'll leave early, get on the road. It doesn't snow in Nashville, right?
Oh, no. We were wrong.
Which,
and apparently it doesn't really snow a lot in Nashville.
Well, so they were in like the 3 to 5 inch range for a while, like on a Saturday and Sunday. So we should have had, you know, we could have left Friday, but the issue being our kids today, like we, you know,
Charlie had a swim meet.
Yeah.
So second swim meet of the week.
So anyway, long, long, long story short, we've just been watching the weather, and yesterday afternoon we made the call to just
we're still going in April, hell or high water,
to see Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
In Nashville.
Yeah.
I would just want to go to the Ryman and
Nashville. Monell's.
Hey, Monell's.
Man,
I've been thinking about Monell's.
I'm thinking about just waking up Monday morning driving to Monell's anyway. We're off that day. We'll take the kids.
Well, there's a family from Bowling Green, which is not that far.
That's an hour away.
I know, but still, like,
3.5 hours away.
I mean,
with the time difference. I don't know. So anyway.
Okay, wait. We wake up at, we get on the road at 5.
Nah, you already lost me.
I'll drive. You sleep.
So we hope as this is released and the weather starts to come, everybody stays warm and is
off the road.
Got all your bread and milk.
Dude.
I thought today, I went to Kroger. Here's my list for Kroger today. You guys will appreciate this.
We have had the most random. We have not gone like legit grocery shopping in 3 days, but we've been to the store the past 3 days.
Go. Yeah. I got diced ham, buttermilk,
mm-hmm.
An onion. And I was ready to throw down in Kroger. It was just silly.
You went, but you were there at like noon.
Yeah, I went to the gym and then I went to Kroger and man, people just don't. And Abby's making fun of me. She's like, "Oh, you don't want to save a lot. You think save a lot would have been any better?"
100%. You want to bet right now?
I mean, there's no way to rewind the time, but I'm gonna
know for a fact.
So when that people were panic buying it, save a lot too.
No, no. And I saw reports of like even a Moorhead. The save a lot was like, the save a lot was stocked and they had plenty. And you know when Christmas was crazy and you couldn't find like croissants or cinnamon rolls and stuff, like all the things that we wanted. I went to Save-A-Lot. There was one other person in Save-A-Lot. Regular hours. We weren't like, it wasn't closing time and shelves are fully stocked. It was great. And we could like, I had Harlan so we could meander.
I like that word, meander.
I love meander.
Just meandering around the same
you
lot.
Have to when you have Harlan, you
get
have
my
to
my Dr. Thunder.
Mountain Hauler. Is that Save a Lot? Mountain Hauler? Or is that
I don't know.
Anyway.
I feel like you probably can't use mountain in any of it. Mountain Lightning.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Well.
Anyway,
go ahead.
So we did a Walmart pickup Thursday and got almost everything except water. And it's not like we were hoarding water, but like we legit need water.
It's not like we don't have tap water.
We do have tap water, but.
Or a filtered.
Brita.
Yeah.
It takes so long to fill it up. The only thing I hate about it, but I love using it.
That's some first anyway, world problems.
We always get water every week. We get a package of water. So I'm like, oh, you're like, hey, Kroger had it. So I go out and get our pickup list. It was delayed. Which, odd, nobody was in line waiting for groceries. You know, I thought it was delayed, and I would roll up to Walmart. Have you ever been there when it's, like, crazy busy, and there's, like, every parking lot? Nobody. I was the only car in the thing. So
was
I'm assuming
just they didn't have anything, or nobody's working?
I think it's just because nobody was working.
Man, what's the deal with that?
I don't know. I mean, people get sick, so, you know.
That's true.
Or their kids get sick. So, anyway, I get that. I'm like, everybody's complaining, you know, but we got what we needed. We didn't need much. I sent Gary on a run Friday to Kroger, and I think it went well. But when I got to Kroger to get the water Friday night, it's 8 o'clock at night. Store's not that busy, but there is zero water in Kroger, which I have to, my family is very picky about water. They will not drink like, they will only drink like store brand water. Kroger brand.
Yeah, no name brand.
Sam's Choice. So I had to, I don't know. I was like, I got to the front and I'm like, so about that water? And the guy's like, hang on a minute. And I saw like all this Kroger pH water that I think was like the equivalent to smart water. That
like alkaline water.
Yeah, I would drink, but I don't know that you all would drink. But he moved it and moved a cart, and lo and behold, the last case of water was there. He was like, "Will a 32-pack do you?" I was like, "It will. Thank you, sir."
No, I was looking for the 90-pack, dickhead.
Put it up. Put it back.
Well,
but
that was nice of him.
But so everybody's been posting these pictures online of just local stores, and the shelves are completely empty. Completely empty of stuff. What was I looking for?
I don't know.
It's empty. There's nothing there. And
is it
like,
is it the weather? Is it the supply chain? Is it a mixture of both?
I think
is
the last article, I saw something. It's a mixture. Yeah. It's a mixture of everything. But
they have plenty of bread.
But somebody made
plenty
a
of milk.
Made a
milk sandwiches for everybody.
Made a meme. It's like
toast.
Funny how the Valentine's candy made it in. Okay.
Yeah, it's all in there.
And the Easter candy's out at Kroger, so
yeah.
Nothing stopping it right now. So
yes. That's the Easter Bunny, though.
Yeah. So
can't stop tradition.
I don't know. I wonder, is it like this, you know, do other states, is it just a southern thing where we're not used to snow?
But we are but used we to are, snow. Like, we know.
I know what you're saying, but it's like every time a storm comes, is this just residual?
You know, it's not like we're Atlanta and they get an inch of snow and people lose their minds and don't know how to drive. Right. Like,
which we were afraid of Nashville. That was one of our parts of traveling to Nashville, is like we knew we'd be okay. But what would it be like driving in Nashville with like 2 to 3 inches of snow on the ground?
Yeah. How do they?
What was that going to be like? I don't know. Nashville people.
Are they as bad as Buckeyes? This is my favorite sound in the world.
Oh, that was loud. Sorry to your ear drums. So anyway, I think, you know, I don't know. You would think we're used to it. Is this residual leftover from COVID days where we are now just in this horrible mindset of, I don't know if it's horrible or if it's just like some sort of really weird PTSD of people being afraid.
I think there's plenty of toilet paper, though.
There Who's was.
Who's to say? Who's to say why the madness exists? It just
I did
exists.
Casually, like, notice, like, we don't give a shit anymore. Lysol's back up to $5, totally stocked. Like, you can find your Lysol wipes right now. You know, that stuff's back. But
I feel bad for, so a bunch of people we know, including Seth, have gotten COVID in the last little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel just like it's vaccinated, unvaccinated, whatever. It's like The Walking Dead, where everybody's got
it. We're going to get it. That's essentially what's being said. It's not if, it's when at this point.
I want the variant that makes me lose weight.
I
want the mono. I think mono slash COVID.
That's like a monkey's paw wish. You're going to say that and get something else that's going to make you like lose. Like it's not going to be in a good way. You okay with that?
I'm suffering equals greatness. I'm down for a tapeworm from Creed Bratton, anything right now.
Wow. we're working on it.
Yes, Abby and I have been. Did we talk about my blood pressure last week?
Yes.
Working on my blood pressure.
Maybe. I think we did.
It's kind of leveled off with that. You know, I'll probably need to lose at least 6 pounds.
600
yeah. pounds.
We did get a doctor's, we as in you, got a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
He was like first available. It was a week later. I was like, I don't believe that, but.
I believe it.
I don't
Everybody's
think
sick.
I don't think you pressed it. I don't
Why
think
would
you,
I press it? I'm not.
Exactly.
I mean, if I had to press it, I'd just go to urgent care. And I don't need urgent care. But I do need this Angel's Envy bourbon that I
need
pour
it.
Here. I need it. Also, you need to listen to Beers and Beards podcast episode 84. I didn't know what number it was. 84.
Wow.
I review this.
So much. Are we just plugging? Do you plug close enough on Beers and
I
Beards?
Do.
I bet.
I do.
Okay.
Because David's got his stupid podcast he plugs.
Are you going to call him stupid?
It is stupid.
That's not nice.
David, I know you're listening. Maybe it's just I'm jealous. I was on that other podcast once, though.
Yeah.
So he's got it. He wants to come on close enough.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to have some guests this year. Philip Smith hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm down to bring him into down here.
Yep.
Some of our friends. Maybe we reach out to acquaintances that have interesting jobs we want to talk about.
I love that.
Parenting.
I still think the first meeting. The first, like, official conversation meeting between you and Courtney Blocker should happen live on the podcast.
I'm down. We are soulmates.
It's terrifying sometimes.
It's like God created
so I have
the
a
male
co-
and the female version.
I have a coworker
of the perfect person.
Gosh, how long have we been working together? She's from
Eastern Kentucky
and came up to Mount Sterling. Probably my, so it's been like 6 years. I think like 5-6 years.
All that to say, we act exactly alike.
There are days that she would say something, things that I've only exclusively heard Gary Thomas say. She would say these phrases, and it is insane. And then just their general take on people.
I feel like she is generally more empathetic than I am.
as a teacher, I think she has that going
for
her.
I'm working on that.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe you could learn that from her. But it's just hilarious. So we have just decided that somewhere along the way they are genetically connected, brother and sister. It's hilarious. So we've just never
Does
had
she have a
chance.
A tinge of red hair?
I don't think so. She's a blonde.
Blonde, ginger, it's all the same.
So anyway, it's been entertaining. They've never formally met face to face. I have hidden Gary from friends.
That's not true. I generally avoid your friends and coworkers. Don't act like it's something you did. It's me.
Don't invite him
out. But this is the year. I'm down. Oh, I'm going to crash every function. School board meeting, parent teacher conference.
Oh, man.
Might show up to Cotillion in a costume.
Charlie would not have that. It's beach theme this time.
I got my Hawaiian shirt. Swim trunks roll in there.
Not allowed to wear
swimsuits.
Get
the white
stuff, zinc for your nose. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Abby's lost. Congratulations. 5 pounds.
5 pounds.
I've lost 8 pounds, but I don't count. It has to be double digits before I count it.
Why?
I mean, it's like taking a Dixie cup out of Cave Run Lake. All right. If you're familiar with Cave Run Lake, it's a big fucking lake. I'm a big fucking guy.
But it's still progress.
I mean, for you, maybe.
Okay. Okay. That did not sound like a positive comment.
It is positive.
What you got. God is just having like, to hack a lung up.
I have no, I have no patience for anything in life.
Okay.
Nothing
at
all.
I think this is maybe an area you need to work on with
regard to
this.
That's why I need Ebola, COVID.
That's not going to last, though. It's all about, like, the mindset.
I mean, it takes a lot longer to build
what
it back up.
What we want most versus... How about you trying to use my quote against me today when I was sneaking a little sneaky snack?
I was just trying to be motivational.
I took some little mini chocolate chips and we're putting them in a low carb, like the whatever, it's too good
yogurt.
And I sprinkle in a little sugar-free Jell-O powder to make it taste like cream cheese. Or what's that cake called? Cheesecake. And Gary starts nodding his head at the chalkboard behind me. Is that what you want most?
I'm the least judgmental person, you know.
It felt a little judgy. For the guy that
I'm not one to judge.
Ate a pizza.
Who's to say? That's all I ate today, though.
I know.
It was thin crust. It wasn't...
I think of pizzas, it's pretty healthy.
Yeah, we took Harlan to Tomatoes and Flames, a local brick oven pizzeria here in Mount Sterling. And listen, shout out to Heather Poole and everybody at his clinic. Like, this little bastard was so good until he was not permitted to take the table marker home with him that had the number 14. I didn't even know he loved the number 14. He loves the number 14. He loved it today.
He was very distraught when a man who was eating outside today got to take his number marker outside.
Yes.
He took number 15 outside.
Mm-hmm.
And Harlan was like, So he wanted to take number 14.
We should have just took it, to be honest.
No, I can't.
Why?
I've got kids that work there.
I mean, there's three people in the whole place. They're never going to get to number 14. No offense, Tomatoes and Flames. Love your food, but...
I don't even think they have 14 tables.
I was going to say, you have a horrible location. It's hard to get to unless you know it's there.
It's good stuff.
But though. It's really good. I really recommend it. Go find it. Stop and get me. I'll take you there, and then you can buy me pizza.
There you go. I like the salads there, too. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he wanted the number 14, desperately wanted it. And then we went on the hunt for salt to put out in our under our cars. We have to park on the street, and last time we got a little ice. Our really generic snow shovel.
Was not cut. We needed a pickaxe, flamethrower.
And youth.
Yeah, we hired some kids to come out there and break it up. And it took them like an hour.
Yeah, that was a really bad storm then. But so we thought, we actually on our way there saw some people throwing salt under their car.
That's what triggered Abby's
response. And I was like, that could work. I got again, me getting the last of something, the last bag of salt at Lowe's. It was open. Semi-poured out. Got it for $5. But it'll do the trick to get one of our cars out.
It's all about the value. That's what I love about Abby.
I love a good deal.
Something on clearance. Hey, this was originally $100, but I got it for $50.
I was in the Goodwill tonight with Harlan.
Yeah. Got him a pogo bouncer thing.
He put back, I feel like when you go back and get those dolls. Suddenly,
they're action figures. Thank you. Action figures. Where the boys don't play with dolls.
Ooh, easy there. Easy there, misogyny.
Just saying.
He is showing, Gary watched Endgame today, mm-hmm. and then Harlan got caught up on, this isn't related necessarily, but Harlan got caught up on a video with Spider-Man.
With a, no, it was a spider corgi.
It was a corgi that dresses up like Spider-Man.
It was pretty cute.
And then that sent him into some Disney cartoon on Baby Spider-Man or Kid Spider-Man or something.
Who's to say?
So then he dead ass looks at me and was like, I want Spider-Man shirt. And I was like, you don't have a Spider-Man shirt that I know of. And so I'm like, here's a red shirt. No red shirt. Spider-Man shirt. And I'm like, you don't have a Spider-Man shirt. So he does have a Spider-Man mask, but he still wanted a shirt. So we went to Goodwill and came out with
Captain America.
Captain America. And he didn't want the Spider-Man shirt because it had other people on it.
But he wanted Captain America?
But he specifically, he told me to put that shirt back. No. Mm-mm. No. Put up. So then he was collecting toys, and we have, and he's really good about when I say this or that, and he will pick one.
Yeah. I'm not even good at that.
No. Like, a woman even, like, complimented us because she was like, oh, it's decision time. Because I was like, hey, now, buddy, let's look at this, because he had, like, six toys. The dolls were going to be one. I'm sorry. The action figures were going to be one purchase, but he put them back. He did really good. I was proud, but we came away with a pogo ball that, in fact, I didn't have to buy him because once we got to my classroom, he hijacked my lamp, my desk lamp, mm-hmm. and that's what we came home with.
Well, he is all about the Pixar lamp.
Mm-hmm. So if anybody has a Pixar lamp that you don't...
I mean, that's basically a Pixar lamp.
It is. He likes playing with them. He calls them flashlights.
Mm-hmm.
Makes no sense. We're into some real weird corners of YouTube these days, but.
So yeah, that's how our week's been. How's your week been?
Hopefully,
you can tell. You can.
I've been.
You
really
can message us on Instagram now.
Yes.
So appreciate everybody that's followed us so far on our new account. Yeah,
check that out. I'm posting there daily.
Come on now.
I'm trying. I'll send things to Gary and say, "Post this."
She does do that. Even though we both have access to the account. But like, jump starting the year is hard, right? Like, because if that's your thing, if you're into, like we talked about, our intentions, or if you've got resolutions, or if you're just restarting from the holidays, trying to get back into a routine,
right.
You know, whatever it may be. I just started school back, and I'm sitting here tonight looking at my assignments like, what the fuck have I done? Like, I did all this in, I signed up, my decision to go back to school was in a tremendous amount of motivation months before I even started school.
Right.
So I finished Dean's List, holla at your boy, got my email today.
Congrats. Very proud of you, actually.
But then, it keeps going. So, like, I finished, like, oh, yeah.
And that's what I was trying to explain. Like, you know, my rhythm is, and the whole fact of, like, how a winter break goes for school is you end, like, you know, you would know this. Like, when you end school, you're ending in a fury. Like, you're ending in finals. You're ending, like,
yeah.
We're ending with that going on. You know, we had midterms or whatever, and also, you know, I've got kids in quarantine, and just there's craziness. You stop, you get this break, you get a breath, and then you're back in school, and it's just like, what are we doing? Do we pick, like, you can't pick up with that. That energy level is different, and it has been hard, you know, on top of that, plus we've had some NTI days and stuff because of the weather like our rhythm is not there yet, and it's the third week of going back to
like
school.
It's almost February,
and I have no rhythm.
I guess not. Today's the 15th, so right. We're halfway through January. Yeah. But I think that's with any, like, if you have a job that where you have, you know, holidays off or whatever, even if it was just a couple of days for Christmas, a couple of days for New Year's, mm-hmm. Monday's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Like, right. I feel like that's really the kickstart.
Right.
Because then you're back to, like, the full five. Like, I have training next week.
Yeah.
I have, you know, I'm trying to get in. That was my goal, was to be more organized and more, like, thoughtful about my time and where I put it and what I do when it comes to work, school, exercise, family, all that. Like, practically being an adult, which I've been putting off for,
you know,
the majority of my life after I turned 18.
I did, like, this is an Enneagram thing for you. Like, eights need, like, that moment in the morning or weekly or daily where, like, you need a structured, set your intentions kind of thing. Like, that is something.
Yeah, and I've always felt like when I said this is what I'm going to do, whatever, for the day, mm-hmm. like, it's hard to project that out over long term.
I'm bad at it just because I know what I need to do, and I can see ahead and tell you things better than you can.
That's like, why I would be so great in prison or the military. Like, they tell you what to do, when to do, and they plan everything out for you.
Like, I was already planning for this weekend, well, like, last week.
Yeah.
Not last week, you know,
yeah.
before last weekend, and thinking about, you know, and then so the weather thing happened. I said, I intentionally need you to be thinking about a plan for this because this could happen. And that seemed like a stretch.
But then there's also that gut feeling when it comes to something like this, yeah. where it was yay or nay, we're looking mm-hmm. at time. Like, my gut immediately hit me. Yeah. Like, I was bummed that Seth couldn't go, but we actually found somebody to go.
Yeah.
So we're like, that was cool. They were going to drive us.
Everything seemed fine.
Everything was cool. Like, everything was already paid for, so it wasn't a stress about, like, we didn't have to come up with money for this weekend. Everything was already paid for.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, we're going to go to Monell's, which is the spot. And then it's like, oh, you're going to get 1,000 inches of snow.
Right.
And I swear.
But let me ask you, like, had you thought about, like, when your homework should have been done to this? Prior to...
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, so I was going to, like, I knew today was going to be one, like, I did, you know, first week stuff, like,
yes.
discussion
yes.
boards, introductions, like, syllabus quizzes. Well, like, who the fuck does, like, what's this?
We give them to kids all
Also, time. I got a 4 out of 5 on my syllabus quizzes. Like, what?
There is a guy. Did you see this in the news? There was a guy that planted, like, in the middle of his syllabus, a sentence that was the combination to a locker and the address of this locker, and inside of it was $50.
Then you might get it.
Nobody got it. But it was in the dead middle, just in a rant, just to see if people were reading his syllabus. I love that. And to some degree, I want to do that. That I love that stuff. I tell you what I did do when I had a sub. That was another thing. Harlan got sick. When I had a sub the first week back to school, my kids suck at putting their names on their papers. And being the first week of school back, I knew that was something they would not do. So I wrote on there, on my sub plans on the board, write your name backwards. Write your name 3 times on this paper. At least 1 time, write it backwards. Okay, so I wiped the board away. We have we have snow days. I don't see the kids until for a week. I come back and I'm collecting these papers. I'm like, why the hell are their names backwards?
And you're the one that told him to do it.
And I told him to do it.
That's funny.
But I was like, oh yeah, that was me. But they did it.
So I'm interested, like, in really planning out what, like, because this time next year I'll be damn near almost done.
That's awesome. Do you have a calendar that you open every day?
Hell no.
You don't even check our Google regularly. Like, that for me, that's the first thing I do when I get to school in the morning is take my calendar out of my desk.
So I think I need to write it all down because I'm not good at, like.
So I do a monthly look overview, and then I go into my weeks, and the first thing I do in the morning.
Tomorrow.
I will, absolutely. I'll show you mine. You show me yours.
Also, come to our attention.
Oh, God.
A lot of youngsters listen to this podcast.
I don't call any kids out.
I'm not going to call them by names, but you know who you are. So I just want to say.
What are you going to say?
Be careful with what you share from this podcast. Because I will find you.
He will not find you.
I will find you. This is the fuck around and found out portion of this. So y'all know who I'm talking about.
They don't know. This is, stop.
I'm sure they know. I'm talking about kids. Youngsters.
Not my kids.
Not Charlie. You know Charlie wants to listen.
I bet she does.
I bet she doesn't, because she would totally be blasting us on some shit.
She will call you out in a second.
That's why I'm a little hesitant to talk more. Like, I'm cool talking about Harlan, because...
Right. Right. Well, I think...
But, again, kids, you know who you are. Test the hypothesis at your earliest convenience.
I think she has come to an age where we are her number one fans. We are her people. We are her protectors.
I'm working hard on that.
I'm very proud of you.
Don't be. I mean, we went through a solid first 10 years. It's been downhill since then.
I would have given you 8 years.
Wow. Okay.
Kind of start. Wheels fell off around then.
I'm going to give her back to her real dad.
God,
that poor speaking baby. Of a real dad, congrats, Matthew Paul Stokes, his Lady Vikings.
That's awesome. I love it. It's such a point of pride, like when you're home.
And good on Micah for giving us real time updates. Like, that, I am proud of her.
You all.
Y'all are listening,
we have this.
I know Matt's listening at some point.
Who she can Snapchat me every day at least once, and I'm bad for getting back on Snapchat to her. I just don't have notifications on for that. But she cannot text back in a timely manner if her whole entire life depended on it. Now, she's one of those people who will call you a lot of times, and it's just more convenient for her. I am not a caller. I will not, if I'm calling you, pick up.
You don't even answer the phone.
It's an emergency. So. I don't. I just.
Like, text me. I've got two or three solid go-tos before I get to Abby if something bad was to happen to me.
I've been doing better.
That's not true.
It's so true.
I know your weaknesses, so I'll call.
Text me first. Pick up the phone.
I've texted you.
I'm getting better. I forget to turn on the silent thing, the do not disturb. See,
so that's, but anyway, state finals tomorrow. This is the good mojo. You're going to win the state 2A championship.
That's awesome.
Like, Matt's the dude that I look up to the most that really cares about the shit that he does. Mm-hmm. When it comes to basketball. I'm not going to say that about his real job, but his basketball job, yes.
I think he cares about his real job.
I think he does too. That's why he's going to be my director of director of pupil
personnel.
Yeah.
DPP. Oh.
But no, like, you know, from October until the end of March, he is, there's no chance. Like, New Year's Eve, we got to see him, mm-hmm. and he snuck out to the cabin one night during Christmas break. But mm-hmm. other than that, some bitch is in the gym.
He's busy.
So good on him.
It's awesome.
I don't care about anything that much. Outside, like,
wow.
You know, no. Like
speechless.
Like those extracurricular things. Like, and I couldn't be a coach because I don't care enough.
And I think this is where, so Gary and I had a conversation earlier this week. I think this is where our backgrounds are a little different. How we grew up, it's a little different. Charlie is involved in multiple things right now. And it's not that much. But she has a lead role in her school play, and she is on the swim team. And it just so happens that right now
they're doing something every night.
Well, the nights are the same nights that they're doing stuff. And we can't, you know, no fault to anybody, can't control it. But both parties have been amazing in letting her do both, you know, to whatever extent. So it's fine. Like, we get her from one thing throw her in the car. She has a swimsuit on. We drive on to practice. You know, she has teammates on the swim team that are literally coming in volleyball clothes, throwing on a swimsuit, and jumping in the first event they can at a swim meet.
Yeah.
So, you know, those things are happening.
And that's all great until there's a kink thrown in somewhere else.
And my tolerance for that is I'll fix it. Let's figure it out and let's fix it. Gary's tolerance is like, shut it all down. Everything's stupid. Why do we have kids? Like,
not. Well, you're not far off.
Okay, I'm not. Like, so the like, I'm at the dentist Wednesday. They tell me for whatever reason.
Yeah, she's going to be there like 3 hours.
So they scheduled one part of my procedure, just getting like fillings and shit in.
And that's also where Abby and I differ, because I'd be like, no, we ain't doing that.
Well, I said,
set me up for this time next year.
Well, so I said that, and I tell him, I'm like, do you want me to cancel the other part?
And I don't want you to cancel, but then again.
So I offered that. And so in the process of this, I said, I will, you know, we had this issue. He wanted to go, he was going to the swim meet to watch Charlie swim. We had 35 minutes where Harlan could not be supervised.
I'm pretty sure if we just gave him an iPad, he would have
never known. When we were here. We were not there. But, you know, I contacted a few people. Thank you so much to Stephanie. He said, I have to figure out how he says her name. It's really funny because he saw her tonight and he said it weird too. So anyway, Gary is clearly frustrated, like just so frustrated at the fact that Charlie, he's like, we just don't need to be doing two things at once. And I grew up doing that up until probably high school when like sports sort of, I quit doing.
But you did that, but you weren't in control. Like, you weren't the one arranging for yourself to get to places.
I wasn't. But my brother played sports too, and my mom made it happen. You know, she got us places, and that's what we did. But and mentally, that's just how we functioned. A lot of times, you know, if it was a 5 o'clock practice, I would just stay after school until practice started and do homework or whatever. But, you know, I don't know. So I know for you, it's just different in like this busyness part of our life. I think it will be less chaotic by her freshman year. You know, she's at the school with me.
I feel like she could drive now. Nobody's gonna really question it.
She looks old enough, but she has the decision.
She's also gonna be the one that's not gonna drive until she's 30.
She also
do you know my grandmother never learned to drive?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Never.
That's wild. That's wild. I'm not shocked by that. Just, I could see, you know, that.
Like, grew up in Connecticut, got married, moved to Kentucky.
I wonder if, like, while she was in Connecticut, there was just no need. I mean, did she live in a more, like, urban area where she could walk places?
I always wanted to go up there, but.
Well, was that the state we spent, like, 14 hours in?
Yeah.
Coming back from New Hampshire?
London, Connecticut.
Which, you know, there was a time period for everybody that transportation was so much easier. You could just walk to people's houses, like the need to, you know, drive across town or drive wherever.
I feel like Charlie could walk home.
Oh, 100%.
Didn't Willie walk to school one day?
Yeah.
I mean, Willie lives right behind us, so.
Yeah. Oh, there's a kid down the street that rides his bike to school. So it's just like no one does that anymore. Like, you see just a handful of kids leaving school. And no one, you know, the bus transportation is down. Like, kids drive their own vehicles. Everybody has their
What's
own
car. What's up with the trend of, like, golf carts and these, like, RTV things? Like, the bigger four-wheeler looking like the industrial four-wheelers just drive. Like, I saw one pulling out of Speedway today. I was like, what the hell?
Wait, can they be on the main road?
No.
Oh. I don't know. I think a lot of people have them. I don't know.
Like, why would you need one in downtown Mount Sterling? Or do you need a golf cart?
Court day? I don't know.
I mean,
just to travel to and fro, I guess. I hope, like retirement communities and like Florida.
Yeah, we're not there. We're not in that. So,
I don't know. Just walk. I had to walk to Harlan's school one day to pick him up.
This was a great story. I took Charlie to swim practice. Man, listen, I was in the zone too. put on my favorite podcast, listening to it. Like, me and Charlie are listening to it on the way up there.
Charlie's swim practice is in the next town over.
Yeah, so it's like 15, 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Literally pull in. There's nobody there yet. Abby calls. You have my car keys. Wasn't my fault. I didn't take her car keys. She left them in my car.
So we've been out in Lexington that day, and I left my car keys.
Yeah. Hardly made a Costco run. Anyway, so I was like, Charlie, you got to go. She's like, but, I was like, sorry, you got to go. So I, you know,
but Harlan School is, according to my Fitbit at the time, my very brand new Fitbit, 15-minute walk away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
If you hustle, it picked up a workout because I was hustling. I think it's like a mile, maybe.
It's really not that far.
It's not that far at all. But I look at the time because it takes me 4 minutes to get there. And
when you drive.
When you drive. Thank goodness I realized about 15 minutes into it, I'm not going to get there. Like, I don't have keys. And so I just take off walking. And I get there out of breath, sweaty. thank the Lord. It was like one of those weird 60-degree days.
Yeah.
And I knock on the door, and the lady opens the door, and she was like, I was like, I don't have a car, but Gary's on his way, but I can take him and start walking back. It's no big deal. She was like, just come in. Felt like an idiot. And then like a messed up drop off another day. I was like, these people think, cause Gary's mostly does drop off. Mm-hmm. I was like, they think I'm some crazy mom. He gets, you know, I get 1 week of break. I'm just a, you know, very routine oriented person. I'm
out of routine. And so's he. Like, yeah. That little bastard is.
Like, I lost, you know, my keys are gone. I can't keep up with anything.
I can't function.
But I made it. I would like to live in a more, like, an area where you could, you know, like, sidewalks and walking places, but.
Always up in the ante. First, you want to live closer to Mount Starling. Now we're in Mount Starling. Now you want to live somewhere where you can.
Like in a little hippie community where you just walk everywhere.
Just get a RV and we'll park it in the Walmart parking lot.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like travel the world.
No. I'm not about that life. I'm not about that life.
Not even a little bit?
No.
Dang it.
So it looks like in my sunset of my career right now, I'm gonna get a small little raise.
Ooh, big, like,
no,
big lifestyle changes.
No, it actually just makes me mad. Like, we were talking about it,
like, a raise makes you mad.
It doesn't even cover inflation. Oh. It's like, just enough to piss you off.
Welcome, you're gonna love education.
I mean, you know, when you're gonna get paid, you know, your salary schedule.
We are subject to get raises too.
Right, but you know, at like certain points in your career.
Yeah.
But like, I'm cool with that. I'm at the point in my career where I've maxed out everything. Like, I can't
Okay.
go any higher, and I've not had like a legit raise in 10 years. So the governor's like, acts like he's doing us a favor. And then even more so by like, oh, we want to push it. Like, we want it to take effect in May. I'm like, okay, that's great. It doesn't even cover inflation.
I don't know. It all sucks. I don't know how we've, you know, fixed that. And
But and then again, I'm of the, like, I knew what I was getting paid when I took the job, you know.
Same. But, so, you know, there's a lot of conversation, like, the mentality for, like, education and teachers forever was, like, you knew what you were getting to when you signed up for it. And, like, you get these, you know, these wages because you are passionate about your career. And it's, like, the martyrdom of teaching, like, pay us for what we do. Pay us for, you know, for what we're worth and for what we can do. And
it's, the people... Like, on the sworn side of things, I work for the state police, for those that don't know. And the sworn guys are looking at, a substantial raise, which is much needed. Like, sure, and I'm never going to be the one that, like, shits on people for getting money when I don't. No. Like, that's not me. I don't.
Right. Right.
Because, true story, 5 years ago, I was the highest paid person in my office besides my supervisor.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, you guys, that sucks.
That's crazy.
They have since then exponentially boosted past me, which is great. Like, they deserve it, right. You know.
Well, I mean, just like in my career, like shortages and, you know.
But when, and one of the things that I have conversations with people who are upset and disgruntled, like, I have been so blessed in my career that I've had in the last 11 years the flexibility to take off when I need to. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not schedule bound. Mm-hmm. You know, take off to get Harlan, you know, what it,
that, really, whatever that was I need. Legitimately life changing for us during the shutdowns and stuff. And then when I was going back to school, but Harlan didn't have a school to go to, and you know, you had the schedule flexibility.
Yeah, it sucked.
I know.
Well, you're gonna have to pay me back somehow that way.
Who?
You.
For what? Being a fucking parent? There's no payback for that.
I didn't sign up for the 24/7 parenting. I'm like an 8-hour a day parent.
Because not even 8 hours. Tell me that you parent for 8 hours. When did you parent for 8 hours?
So many times.
I walked out of the house and I came back and he already had your iPhone in his hand while you were just trying to watch Endgame.
He's so persuasive.
He never asked me for my phone.
Oh, he always asked me for my phone.
Because you always give it to him.
I don't always give it to him.
Okay.
But anyway.
I don't owe you anything. Oh, just yeah. You were blessed. You were blessed.
Yeah, I am super grateful.
Yeah.
And then I'll be super grateful when I'm a superintendent. And
oh, my God. Shut up.
So like, funny. I kind of, low-key confession, I like school. Like,
yay!
I like.
I love going to school.
But it's almost like, how can I get over on these people?
What do you mean?
Like, how can I, and this will sound bad, exert the least amount of effort and get the maximum amount of return?
Wow. My mentality would be like, how can I make you love me and know that I'm the best?
That's the thing about online school is it's almost completely anonymous.
Yeah.
And there's no real teaching. Like, I'm not listening to lectures or anything. Like, it's all kind of laid out.
Out there. It's do it yourself. Yeah. That's
like, I have this class, and I told Abby about this earlier today. It's super dangerous for me. The instructor was like, hey, I know everybody has lives and families and jobs and things like that. There's no due date. You just need to turn everything in by April 26th. I'm like, April 25th is going to be a rough day.
Do not do it. Don't do it. That's been the hardest part, honestly, of the program I'm doing, is there's no official due date. There's these suggestions.
That's how this is. She's like, she gives a list of what.
I'm like 3 micro-credentials behind. I should have finished in December. Or 2 micro-credentials that I should have finished in December to get to where I'm supposed to be. But when I originally started this, I thought I could get more done, and because I'm really wanting to get this. It's a 3-year program. I wanted to do it in a year and a half to 2. But anyway, I'm with you on the timelines. Like, there's other things. Like, I didn't pursue national board certification.
Because, well, you did, and then when you got there, you're like, oh, wait, this is.
Oh, I didn't say, oh, wait. They said, we can't help you.
Yeah, this is for elementary kids.
Yeah, this is elementary teachers.
Yeah.
And I was not an elementary school teacher, so.
But you could be, right?
Mm,
what's your certification in, like, K through 8?
No, my certification is 8 through 12.
Oh.
I'm an English major with a secondary education certification. So. That only covers 8 through 12, but because I taught in a middle school for 10 years, I think I can pay money to the State Department.
And just get that.
And they will give me like a 5 through 9 cert if I wanted it.
Yeah.
But I've not been in a middle school. And I don't know if that's true still or accurate still, because I've not been in middle school in a while. But
do you miss middle school?
Yes.
Do you want to finish at middle school?
I don't know.
Here's what you ought to do. This is legit. By the time Charlie gets to you, go back to middle school.
It's so weird.
She'd be so pissed because she's really looking forward to having you.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It weirds me. I don't know how that's
going to
be.
What if I'm Harlan's teacher?
That would be great. I love it. That'd be funny when he wants to, like, shirts are coming off and he wants to wrestle in the middle school.
Oh.
No, I do. I like middle school, but I love, like, high school kids are so cool. They're cool too. I don't know. It's great. I think I could enjoy any any age group or level. I found, I like my juniors, my sophomores and juniors right now. But I would have told you 10 years ago that high school was too hard and I couldn't do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Middle school kids are great. Like, they're so dumb. Like, in such a good, funny, hilarious way. They say whatever they want to say. They say funny things. I had a kid, however, high school kids are funny. I had a kid say in class, when I was in middle school, they gave me birth control. For my acne. And I'm like, He was like, Accutane? Isn't that birth control? I was like, no.
No.
No, that's acne medicine. No. I was like, that doesn't seem right. I was like, I'm kind of out of the loop on like medicines for acne these days. But I get so tickled at what they think and say. It's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
And I like that they're like comfortable enough to say like dumb stuff in front of me in my class. It's exciting. It's, you know, other jobs don't get that that benefit to it. I feel like you would have a really hard time when you get an education keeping a straight face when a kid says something really funny. But
it's not going to happen.
But it's really inappropriate. That's the hardest one. Especially as you get older. Or you get older kids, it's really hard.
So. We're going to close out with a little specialty here. Mm-hmm. Abby found a list of, of things. I'll let you explain it.
Yeah.
This portion of the podcast is brought to you by Amazon Music. Go to getamazonmusic.com/closeenough. Get a free month on us for free. You can say, hey, Alexa, play Close Enough. And guess what it does? We've done it. We've tried it. We've got it. It plays us. You'll hear our voice on your Echo Dot, whatever it may be. It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty cool to have Harlan.
Harlan's learning to use Alexa.
Yeah. Alexa, play Shark Puppet.
But it makes him he's learning.
He's learning how to like enunciate. Enunciate.
Shut up. Enunciate. I love it. I was really disappointed by this article. It promised to be something new. It says boomers are sharing things that Gen Zs and millennials will never understand. I don't think we're boomers. We are. No. I call us zennials. I don't call us Gen Z.
Yeah.
Or Gen X. I don't think we're Gen X.
I did see this today. It was a meme, and it was like this person talking to millennials and whatever and saying, listen, when you talk down to boomers and Gen Xers, they have no feelings, and they will tell you exactly how they will. They will hurt your feelings.
Yes, that's true.
That is me.
Yes, that is you.
Not intentionally.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, sometimes it's intentional,
and sometimes you just don't care. So we, I think, fall somewhere. We're not boomers because we were
boomers. Are baby boomers, right? That's like
late 60s,
early 70s. Yeah,
that's our parents. But I've never said that I was a millennial because I think we have a special definition being 80, 81. We are young enough that our childhood was what you would call analog, outdoors, no cell phones.
We nothing. Are considered Generation X.
I know, but we also were young enough.
But we're also considered a millennial.
Exactly. So there's a look up Zennial. It starts with an X. And it, we were in college, senior year college.
Zennial age range, born between 1981 and 1996.
Oh, I wouldn't even gone that far up.
Though some were born between 1977 and 1983.
That's where I would have done it, the 77 to 83. We were young enough when the digital world and technology is starting to pick up.
We were like the first users of it.
Yes, we're young enough.
On a very basic level.
Yeah, we're young enough to get involved and to, you know, get on the internet, email, stuff like that. So anyway, that's why I found this not to be a super accurate article, but it said, like, here's what boomers say that they understand that Gen Z and millennials will never understand. Number one, calling the movie theater to hear the recording with the movie times on it.
Did that.
100% did that.
All the time. And also, we'd have to get the runtime so we could tell our parents when to come pick us up.
Absolutely. So that's not accurate. You know, by, gosh, I don't even know when we started, like, looking online for movie stuff. I feel like I've always called the theater to know. It's, you know, the whole, there's a lot of memes and tweets out there about we didn't always have cell phones. People could not always get a hold of us. It was a good thing. Yeah, you would just.
That's true. Like, if you were not at your house, like you're out with your parents or you're at practice, or like nobody's getting a hold of you.
And I was having this conversation with Charlie. Like,
and I never had, growing up, ever an answering machine.
We did not either. We didn't even have call waiting. My mom thought it was rude.
We ended up getting call waiting, but I remember caller ID was huge.
Yeah, we didn't have that. We
and then phones started coming out with caller ID on it, but yes, you still had to pay extra.
Yes.
Like the whole paying for
10 cents a minute
long distance, yes, is silly.
I explain
looking
that
back, it's,
I like explained calling cards, that, calling cards to Charlie and my students, because they, I was telling them what, I, you know, when we're talking about 1999 and cell phones, as we're talking about serial and stuff, and I'm explaining when I got my cell phone and why. And then I'm like trying to explain roaming charges to them.
Yeah.
And there's like,
I can remember when I first started as a dispatcher, like if I needed a trooper to call me, they would have to go to a payphone.
Wow.
And they had a state issued calling card, but like,
that's how they
would. And I remember one trooper in particular, I won't say his name, and a fabulous guy, like, like one of my all time favorites, got a cell phone. And at that time, I don't know if you remember, 911 was free.
Yeah.
It was just included.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, when you called 911, it went to the state police.
Yes.
So he would call 911 to call Post. And there was a petition for him to take his cell phone away because he was calling Post, like, all the time.
Using 911.
Yeah. Like, this dude's, like, legit one of my. And then his wife, this will connect the dots of people really want to look at it, was my nurse when I got my colonoscopy. I was like, oh, hey, how's, you know, your husband? You know, you're about to look at my butthole.
It's fine. You show everybody that picture. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I think we were talking, maybe it was us talking to Charlie about this, like, you know, you just didn't know what people were doing. I can't remember when I was having this conversation. You didn't know if your friends were out with you or without you or what they were doing, and it just didn't matter. You would go 2 weeks on break, and maybe.
But there was a built up excitement and anticipation, yes, when you saw, you were like, hey, look at my new shoes, look at this new shirt, guess where I went, what'd you do this summer? Oh shit, I went to Kings Island. Oh yeah, well, I went to the lake.
You might run into somebody if
I get at a ball field.
Yeah, at the ball game, you went to the MSU ball game, maybe, yeah, you ran into somebody, or the, you know, the basketball game, you saw people. It just, maybe, but you didn't know. So there's this anxiety, like, you're now
living on chance, baby. Right,
and there's, but the anxiety, I think, that kids have of, like, going somewhere is because they've never had to just show up.
And, like, think about it. Chris Rock talks about this in his special. His dad woke up, went to work, worked all day, came home, and never talked to his mom. Like, there was, yeah, no, you know, be like, if the kid dies, you ain't going to find out till you get off work. Legit. Like,
wait till your dad gets home.
Like, I remember I broke my wrist, and my mom had to call my dad's work.
Yeah.
To tell him that, like, yeah, you know, and if my dad called from work, like, it's something serious. Like, yeah, you know, like, hey, I got to work late, whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
But, like, there wasn't this, like, even us, as busy as we are in our jobs, we still communicate several times a day.
Yes, absolutely.
And that was just not possible in the 80s and 90s.
My dad, there was a storm that came through. My dad worked for Kentucky Utilities. He was a lineman. And so when storm outages happen, we had a storm come through when I was in eighth grade, 1995. We didn't talk to him. Like, cell, like the phone, like we had our phones worked,
yeah,
but our electric was out.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe he would call and check in, but he was out and there was no cell phone.
I love listening to your dad talk about, like, you remember the year on Christmas where he was gone?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then he's like, hey, I made a boatload of money.
Yes, he did.
And bought a pool.
Yes, we got a pool. That's hurricane something back there. I don't know where he went.
It was an ice storm, actually.
Oh, it was an ice storm. You're right. Yeah. Sorry. But yeah, like, so I, when I hear a kid say, like,
it's,
I don't.
It's all so, lost in translation now.
So last year, kids were trying, you know, prom was happening. The school, not that school was putting on, but prom was happening. And we were not in person every single day. And a lot of seniors had gone virtual. Well, all of these kids were coming through saying, I'm not going to prom. I'm like, oh my God. Like, just kids, you think, like, kids go to prom. Prom is the equalizer for whatever reason. You know, all kids go to prom. And I'm like, why not? And they're like, I don't have anybody to go with. I'm like, well, just, like, I'm not in class with anybody. And so, like, if they didn't have a
pre-determined
person to be with, I don't know.
I wish you guys could see Abby. I love her. I've made fun of her for the last 25 years. She talks with her hands, even in this podcast, like she is.
Hand movements. But anyway, they had no way of breaking that awkward, like, I have class with them, I'm going to be in group work with them.
Hey, let me get your snap. Or, hey, what's your number? Let me text you.
So I'm like, they're like, you can't do that. You cannot just talk to them. I'm like,
oh, you can.
Like, why not? Bunch
of pussies.
So, you know, like, the social aspect of that is just, it's different.
I'm
so
almost intoxicated.
I know. You, okie dokie.
We'll make this a 5-hour podcast.
Let's just keep going. Okay, cell phone. So anyway, I think about all the things I did, and I just went and got to places and called, which I wasn't, you know, I didn't have curfew or anything. I just can't, I was never out like that.
Yeah, right, like, we never.
I just went home. Okay. I can say, I could write, I've got specific stories about this. Needing to do a report on a topic.
Right.
First off, the asinine reports that we just did. Did you have to do a report on a random state in fifth grade?
Yeah, and I remember just, so shout out to my mom and dad. For whatever reason, they got me this, like, encyclopedia set. And I remember it was ungodly expensive.
Oh, yes. We had one, but it
But I'm sure it hit, like, tax time or so, whatever. Yeah, and, like, yeah. My mom had the wherewithal. And listen, I used the shit out of it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It was, like, a 3-volume, like, encyclopedia condensed down, like.
But that, honestly, if I look at, like, literacy and what kit access and things that I've researched, that I would mark that as a game changer for you. Not for you necessarily, but for a kid, having access to that is a game changer. So because I keep thinking, I think about how I assign things and what I'm expected to do. I cannot imagine assigning every kid, because you don't know. Like, what did the kid do that didn't have that? Like, I didn't have an encyclopedia at home.
Right.
We had Childcraft, and I exclusively only read the craft part. There was a book, it was by topics, not by letters, because I tried to read the science one, and it talked about the sun dying someday, and I got too scared, and I thought the world was going to end. My anxiety has been around since I was 6, and good read. So anyway, I think that, you know, that changes. That levels a person up, because you had access to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So you don't have an encyclopedia. Do you remember Encarta?
No, not really.
But do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like the CD-ROM?
Oh, yeah.
Encarta, I do, yes. So that was big. It was like there was a whole encyclopedia on the computer, on this disc. And so, you know, my grandparents had encyclopedia that I don't think I realized they had. It was older, though. I mean, that stuff goes out of date.
Yeah.
So my neighbors were, they worked for Morehead State University, and their daughter was my age, Sarah, and Kathy Mincy was an English professor, and they had like a wall of books, just a library of books. and they had an encyclopedia, and I did my fifth grade report on Mississippi, and I was able to go there.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I.
And completely, essentially what I was doing was plagiarizing. Because no one, they just said do a report. No one told you how to paraphrase or summarize. They just say do a report, and you plagiarize, and I made it look pretty. I remember sitting in my room forever drawing this picture of Mississippi and the bird and the flower and the tree that I glued. You had to put it in a binder and put all your pages in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just a finish it kind of project. And, you know, you get the grade on it. But I always wonder, I look back at those assignments and think, what did the kid do that, you know, did the teacher know? Was the teacher like giving some other kid like, here's Tennessee and here's an article on
But
Tennessee,
I feel like when we did that, we always got time to go to the library. And
I do not remember that.
I mean,
I'm sure maybe we did. But I distinctly remember having to meet people. I was on speech team. In middle school, I learned how to navigate the Camden Carroll Library at MSU because that's how I was getting access to, like, learning how to use periodicals, and you would go look them up in a book and go back and find, like, it's insane. But it just, as a teacher, I always go back and think, like, what does that look like now for kids versus what it looked like then?
Access was so different in the times that we grew up because you had to have a ride to the library.
Yeah.
If you was cool, you'd go to the MSU library.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was no, like, nobody had computers.
Right.
You know, so.
And so now, and it has changed the face of, like, how we teach kids anyway because, you know, there are several. You assume that so many kids have access to at least a phone. And what does that give them?
Yeah.
You know, and I still have kids who can't get on Zoom because if they have one too many devices going, you know, their internet's going to work.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It'd be like the satellites, Elon Musk satellites.
And the cats fucking it up.
What's that called? Starlink?
Yeah.
His Starlink satellites have a heat sensor in them to prevent the snow from getting on them and messing up the streaming, but right now people's cats are.
All right, let's get through some more.
Okay, sorry. Opening up the newspaper to look at the TV guide to see what was on that night.
For sure, I remember that.
I read the TV guide.
Yeah, most people don't know like the TV guide, and I think one of these on here, but we'll touch on it now. Is if there was two shows on at the same time, you had to prioritize like what you would watch.
I don't remember having a live show other than like Roseanne, but I can't even tell you like when it came on. I don't remember.
I feel like Roseanne was a Tuesday night.
I do too. I was kind of thinking, I don't remember
excuse me,
running to the TV to watch anything. I know that I watched television and enjoyed television, but I did not. I think you and I watched The Simpsons and stuff together on Sunday nights and X-Files, but
X-Files was Friday night.
Friday night. I don't remember the, you know, there were people that got pumped for TGIF.
Ooh, what about TGIF?
Yeah, Full House. Sure.
Yeah. America's Dad. He's dead.
Likely
he died the best way possible, I think.
As far as we know.
As far as we know, he just died in his sleep.
No foul play. But Miss Pat had a really good connection to him, apparently. Like, she's been posting about him a lot.
So one of the most real things I saw about Bob Saget was he was YouTube before there was YouTube.
Yeah.
Sunday night, yeah. America's Funniest Home Videos. Mm-hmm. Like, you would watch people send in their dumbass home videos.
Yeah. I just trying to make money. I think that was one show that I remember, like, as a family we watched, or at least, like, more. It felt communal as a show.
100%.
But, you know, I just don't remember. I remember knowing what was on television and honestly always looking for like special movies that were coming on. Like if Wizard of Oz was going to be on TV, that was a big deal to me. I loved catching that on TV. It usually would come on around my birthday. And for whatever reason, I made that association. But, you know, just reading it to read it too. Like I just read it and, you know, like there'd be that TV guide and like horoscopes would be in there.
And then you'd have like Sweeps Week that when all the new shows came out, yeah. But Bob Saget, what's funny to me about Bob Saget, what I take away from him is not so much Full House or America's Home funniest home videos is he was a stand-up comic.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows I love stand-up comedy. And his stand-up comedy was dark as fuck.
And filth. And
like, it was filthy. It was he could not have a bigger split personality than what mm-hmm. you saw on TV, than what you saw, like, in the comedy club.
And he was, that's what he was doing, was getting back out and doing stand-up. And he's been touring.
He was in Orlando.
Yeah. And, you know, and I just, like, commented on how happy he was getting out and coming and going back to where he started and that aspect. So, crazy. Crazy. I mean, a lot of people, whereas Betty White, somebody mentioned, like, she was the TV's great. She was our grandma. Like, he was our dad. But, yeah.
Like, this is my favorite clip ever.
Okay. Is it really bad?
America, what's your dream car?
It's not. Yeah, I mean, this is bad. Oh. This is Bob Saget in one of the best movies ever, Half-Baked.
Oh, God.
And this is when Dave Chappelle's character, he quit smoking marijuana, and he goes to Narcotics Anonymous.
My face is so hot right now.
So.
I'm cringing.
Don't cringe.
Hi. I'm here today because I'm addicted to marijuana.
And this is the best Bob Saget line ever.
You in here for some marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit.
Marijuana is not a drug.
That's Bob Saget.
I used to suck dick for coke.
I seen them.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Okay.
No, I can't Gary. Say I have.
I didn't think so.
Okay. Boo this man. But like that, so as in the time frame that came out, and you like, you know, Bob Saget as Danny Tanner.
That was shocking.
Like, you're like, holy shit, Bob. Like, and there's a scene in that, also in that movie, with Jon Stewart, who was doing like The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Half-Baked is a movie about marijuana.
I thought it was a cooking show.
Do you remember when we went and saw it in theaters?
We went
on like a college night.
So we, in our small town, we had a theater, an old fashioned one screen theater
mm-hmm.
called the University Cinema. We mm-hmm. actually had two in town
for a while.
For a while.
And we had a drive in. So we yes. were living plenty entertained.
So University Cinema at the time would have college night. And if you were a student, you would get in at a very... I see it, baby. You would get in at a very low rate
$2
with your student ID. I mean, forever you could get into movies for $2. Forever. And so we were there. Cheapest were we in high school?
Yeah, we were in high school and we went and saw Half-Baked. I want to say it's like 96, 97.
Yeah. You could hear the beer bottles roll. It was slanted, like a slanted floor, concrete floor.
So for those that haven't seen Half-Baked, Dave Chappelle works in this lab where they test marijuana, and he opens up this vault per se, and it's full of marijuana.
The place
was like bowing down, wild. Going crazy, and
falling everywhere. People, it was like a packed out night. You know, the entire time, you know, little high school kids are there hanging out
because we got cheap.
Yeah,
probably making out in the corner. We need to go to the movies and see if the kids still make out.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know that. I see them making them out in the hallways. PDA is gross. Don't do PDA. All right, back to our list.
Yeah, we're running a little long here, but this is for the people. This is for the people. Much longer, and I'm going to be saying.
Can I acknowledge two things though, or one thing?
Yes.
Under my save stories, I have this article.
Uh huh.
And then I have. How to calm your mind and clear your thoughts.
Do you want to talk about your therapy?
We can. Let's finish this article and then
we'll close on your therapy.
Maybe if I feel like it. We'll talk about it. It's a lot. I don't know. We need more time.
We'll save that for a special episode. Maybe we go live and talk about your therapy.
Okay. Whatever. So newspaper, smoking. Smoking was everywhere. Theaters, planes, offices, hospitals, trains, restaurants, schools.
Like going to a restaurant and asking for the non-smoking section.
Yeah.
I remember Abby still doing that when smoking was banned.
I don't remember that.
I distinctly remember that.
There was a place in town that still allowed smoking, though. Do you remember? It's not there anymore.
Dixie Grill?
Nope. No, in here in town.
Oh, in Mount Starling?
Yeah.
Where?
It's that the Mexican restaurant that is no longer.
El Camino?
Yes.
Did they? Oh, they did on the left.
And I was pregnant, and I asked to not sit there.
We have been through. Listen, if I had just 50% of the money back that I've spent on Mexican restaurants.
Alone.
Oh, yeah. I would like to think I funded some citizenship here, but yeah. Who's to say?
I don't remember. I remember restaurants. I don't remember schools necessarily because I don't remember people smoking when I was in school. I mean, I know.
So my dad smoked. My mom smoked up until I was in either sixth grade. I think it was sixth grade. I can distinctly remember her saying one day, "Do you notice anything different?" I'm like, "No." She's like, "Well, I quit smoking." I was like, "Oh, that's cool."
My dad quit on my. I think I asked him on my fourth birthday. That's what I wanted for my birthday, fourth or sixth.
Like, well, good on Chuck because I'd be like, "Man, you're shit out of luck, Charlie."
He quit cold turkey, and then I think he picked up dipping, and then on a later birthday he quit that. So, he used to keep his skull in the freezer. Is that a thing?
They say it keeps it fresh, but.
Oh,
I chewed so fast.
I had so many run-ins with the freaking, like...
Spit cup.
My dad, bottle. My parents drank a lot of Diet Pepsi back in the day, and I thought I was, like, getting sly and get me a little sneaky snip, slip. What? Nope. Well, little sip is what I mean to say of Diet Pepsi, and it was freaking dip spit.
Dip spit, baby.
So disgusting. But, yeah, so smoking was a thing... I did see that smoking for the first time in like 20 years, as Americans, we increased our smoking in 2020. Like smoking cigarettes, not vaping, but legit smoking cigarettes. The changes since I've started teaching and kids smoking versus vaping, the TV shows. Wait, we've talked about this before. Waiting for your favorite song to come on the radio,
mm-hmm. Or MTV. I feel like,
yeah, and wanting to record it or hear it. Have you ever called in and requested a song?
Never.
Me either. On that note, we were talking about infomercials, and I asked the kids. There was something we were discussing about rhetoric, and I said, "Do you all even know what an info like? Do you all see infomercials?" And they're like, "Yes, sometimes those really long ones come on, probably 2 minutes before you watch YouTube."
Yeah, that's where it is now.
I was like, "That's weird." I'm like, "So you've never been up in the middle of the night and you were convinced, even at age
watching
16,
Billy Mays,
yes,
or the ShamWow guy,
didn't like him. I was more into cooking stuff. I was convinced I needed all the cooking things." At like 16.
Is QVC still a thing or is it just online or is it an actual
channel? It's still an actual channel. So that got me talking. I asked them, I was like, "Do you know what QVC is?" And they vaguely know. And I'm like, "You can do it
online." The Home Shopping Network.
They're like, "Is that where you call in and you order?" I'm like, "Well, sort of." I said, fun fact, I was always afraid to order from them, even in like young adulthood, because I thought in my head, I thought everybody had to talk to the hosts in order to get the product. So I couldn't understand.
That would be cool.
I couldn't understand how they were selling I'm such a moron. How are they selling thousands of things or hundreds of things? I'm like, they're only talking to this one. They're only talking to Betty from Wisconsin, But anyway, I just never wanted
that. That's funny.
I just, so stupid.
I can remember the one time I really wanted something on QVC. NBA Jam. Like I was in middle school, and I remember watching them sell NBA Jam on QVC like being all in. Of course, I didn't get it, but I remember my mom legit hooked me up as soon as it came out at Movie Warehouse, rented it for me.
That's awesome. Shoot, right now,
boom
though,
shakalaka.
You hook me up with some QVC and some Easy Pay. I'm all in every single time. So number 9, great transition, the excitement of going to a video rental store on the weekends to pick out a movie.
100%. A fucking 100% that was me. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Yes. Just, we went often in the summer with my mom to Adkins, and we would get
the free popcorn.
Yeah. And we would
rent
get
the Nintendo games. Yeah.
I don't remember like renting that, Nintendo.
Like that warms my heart right now. Mm-hmm. Like thinking about Kenny Atkins and his wife mm-hmm. and like that family business that.
And they putting up with our wild asses. Like we
and
ran.
Selling like, and no, not even selling. Repairing TVs yes. like that. No, we just we're a throwaway society now, so we throw the shit away.
Yeah,
but like, I can remember Kenny Atkins came to my church. I was like, "Holy shit, TV man's here!"
TV man's here.
I was legit, like 100%.
I mean, we ran the fact that they let us run around in that store like heathens, you know, on
home, but like
home compared. Built the one in their first location, like home, yes. home built shelves.
Yeah,
you know. It was just innovative and crazy and just, you know.
But that had to be a good business.
Sure.
But, I mean, it was like $1.50 to rent a movie, yeah. maybe $3 for a new release.
Yeah. Did you ever get any from the library?
Never.
I think we did a couple times. We did the library thing, too, a few times. I'm so bad. I've taken Charlie. I swear to God, we went and got something. It's already months overdue.
Right now?
Yes. It's a book that she had. And it literally is beside our house. That's just how horrible we are.
But yeah, we could walk to it. Well,
we do. We do walk to it. But, you know, she could literally walk to it and go drop off her book. But she, you know, that's what I should make her do. Okay. Memorizing phone numbers.
So, twofold, yes. Like, like I still know your home phone number.
I still know yours. I know my Aunt Kathy's, my mom and dad's.
But when I started working at Post. My nanny's. Like, uh-huh. I memorized fucking Walmart, like all the satellite police agents. Like yeah. I was a walking Rolodex, and now
my mom still is. You could ask my mom. Like I'm looking up the number to Jimmy John's. Mom just yells it at me. I want to like mom knows all the numbers. She could tell you all of our social security numbers,
that's
phone
crazy.
Numbers. She's always been like that. So if I'm calling any place, she's called them and she knows them.
She knows it.
Yeah. Taking photos with a regular roll of film, and you never knew what you were going to get and how exciting it was.
But to knowing it was a crapshoot, like half of them are going to be shit.
Yeah. I took, so I had a nice camera from the time, I had one in high school that probably my junior, senior year. And I was, my Pappy Duke always had a really nice camera. That's what I wanted. And I would document. I love taking pictures.
And you get that from your Pappy yes. Duke. Like he was all about yes. that.
And so then when he passed away, I kind of.
Got his camera.
I got his camera. And I still have it. I still have his lens. I ended up getting a new, when digital cameras came out, because it wasn't digital. I mean, that thing went to Colorado with me. Or no, where did I go?
Montana.
College, just, you know, I was always taking pictures, but you just never knew, you know, and there was, you know, the light, I had no concept of lighting or any of that shit, you know.
And I remember it was so cool that I thought your Pappy Duke, when he went back to college and he took like a photography class.
Yeah, he showed up and so I have one of his photos that he took of my mamaw's rose. She had a rose bush. And I have that picture that he even had to like frame I don't know what you would call that. Like
it's
like
set
it or something.
Like it's not framed, but
I think this is true. I'd have to ask my Uncle Rick and Aunt Kathy. I think he would make lower points on his photographs because he was always signing his name too large. And if that does not describe
that him, is fucking
that is the epitome of who my Pappy Duke was. But I love that. I would, you know, I know it kind of got trendy again to use like Polaroids, but I'd like to see kids like using real film. But I don't even know who the hell develops film anymore.
I think Walmart still does.
Like old school film?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's go for it.
One more.
One more.
We're almost an hour and a half. God, I love talking to you.
Oh, I love talking to you. Getting in your vehicle. Driving to your friend's house to see if they were home.
No yes, cell phone. Just to see if they're fucking there.
Gas was cheap, and you just went out for a drive.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Just finding people.
Seth Thatcher, little bastard, had a little Sunfire. I remember going out there to see if he was there. Like, I remember going with Stokes out there, and then it's so weird. Like, you just didn't know.
I had to... like threatened Charlie within an inch of her life one time to get her to walk up the road.
You don't want to drink that?
Yeah, yeah, I'm not going to drink that. To walk up the road and knock on a girl's door, her classmate's door, just to see if she could come out and play. I was like,
the taboo now.
This was when, like, this is like their elementary school. That's all you did was go knock on the door.
Yeah.
Can someone come out to play? Can Sarah come out to play?
100%.
And their parents could tell you no.
Yeah.
No.
Chances are, though.
Most of the, in the summer, most of the time, but there were days that, like, they were cleaning their room. Okay.
Yeah.
He's,
tell them to come over when they're done.
When they're done.
Then they come knock on your door.
Yes. Yes. But, you know.
That's what. We got to spend a little bit of Christmas with my cousin Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And that was us every summer until we were old enough to, like, go do our own thing. But I can also remember, like, not having an air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
Having the windows open at night and it be, like, that cool breeze and the sounds. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just. And then hearing the motherfuckers knock on the door and be like, oh, shit, time to get up. Get with it. Go whatever we're going to do. Adventure awaits.
So mentioning the window open, there is a TikTok. I sent it to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's 1999.
It's the sound.
You just woke up on a weekday. You have nothing planned for the day. It's the middle of summer, and it's like birds. You know, you hear the birds, and maybe is it the morning dove? Not AM, but morning as in sad. You know what I'm talking about?
More like morning,
that sound. Yeah. Anyway, you know the sound when you hear it. I listened to it and read that, and I got tears in my eyes.
Yeah, you said you felt it.
I felt it. I felt how old I was and how that – you don't go back to that. You don't it's get hard, that feeling yeah. again. You don't get to have the day where you have nothing to do that day. So I had I text Gary. I'm like – I'm having a physical reaction to this sound right now, to this tweet in this moment, and putting myself there.
You're so cute.
No, you're so tipsy.
I'm not tipsy.
I think that's probably why I'm bummed a little, because like the chance of us like going somewhere overnight, you know, no kids, you know, just being a little bit irresponsible. I think this summer in Colorado was really close to that feeling of, you know, we could wake up and do whatever we wanted to.
Yeah. There's that freedom, you know.
Yeah.
I do miss something, but I do love our kids. They're growing on me.
maybe that's your hang up with them is like you still long for that
moment. That's so selfish.
It's not selfish.
Listen, if you've made it this far, we, as a duo, love you. It's crazy that people still listen to us. I know they do. I was talking about at work, I was talking about how many people listen to us, and they're like, are those bots? I was like, man, fuck you. No, they're not bots.
Does your work friends not listen?
No, not really. They listen to my other podcasts.
Oh, well.
I don't
know.
Well, I have to. No. If you've made it this far and you're Jack fucking Gabriel, I love you.
Aw.
His picture's all over the office, by the way, right now. He's the kind of guy that slips in and changes, like, we'll post a status on your Facebook. He did that to me. And then he changed the background of somebody else's picture of their computer, and they printed off that picture they changed, and it's like, I went to take a shit, and his picture is looking at me. I was like, well, this is weird.
I can't get past you pooping at work. So weird.
You got to kill time somehow. But then I'll walk out, and then I look at the bulletin board, and it's like 20 pictures of him.
That's great. I love a good little cute office gentle prank. I love those.
It is wild. Listen, if you love us, there's a small fee for this podcast, and that is you have to share it, and you have to like our Instagram.
You don't have to.
You do.
And we're not going to make you do it because you love us, because that's manipulation.
Oh.
You let people do it because they want to.
I love you.
I love you.
All you crazy some bitches that listen, I love you more.
Wait, what?
Than Abby does.
Oh.
Until next week.
Bye.
I miss you, Thompson girl.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.